It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, you redid your store.
I sure did, Paul Rimmel. Come on in. The same dark chocolate sea salt caramels are there, and each room is full of color for fall fashions. Come on in and check out my new shoe room. My vacation room is full of vibrant colors, new jewelry, boots, shoes, accessories. Come on in and check me out.
Fall into fashions at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on
Chestnut Street. Open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. The Dawson Boys Blackjacks leading the Lakeview Lakers 21-8, Dwayne. What a 8 points there the Lakers put up there right before half. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was, but second quarter was pretty impressive with all the scoring. The first quarter,
No scoring,
and each team only had the possession of the ball once.
Yeah.
That was pretty boring, but the second quarter was real exciting, and the Blackjacks lead 21-8.
All right, our special guest, Tom Hinz and I, Tom Hinz from Lakeview. We've known each other for a long time, haven't we, Tom?
Yes, we have, Paul.
And I want to congratulate you because Tom was voted just installed into the Lakeview Laker Hall of Fame. What was that like for you a couple weeks ago?
That was quite an honor, and I was very humbled. I was never an athlete. I had a heart condition. I was a youngster, so that kind of took away any basketball or football, but I love the game of baseball. I played that. I managed the town team in Cottonwood and Woodlake, and I still love baseball.
Yep.
I had two brothers that were good athletes for Woodlake in the 70s, and four sisters that would have been playing, but they started girls athletics the year after they graduated.
Okay. So you graduated from Woodlake?
Yeah, 1969,
Tell our listeners what the towns are that combine Lakeview.
We got Cottonwood and Woodlake combined in 91. But they get a lot of students from Clarkfield after they close the charter school down, and get some from Echo and Granite, a few from Marshall.
All right. Talk about what you've done for Lakeview School here, Tom. I listened to your speech in the Hall of Fame. It was amazing. You don't miss a thing, do you?
Well, I love to see the kids. I love them. They're great kids. I think in 40 years I've been behind the press box or in scorer's table in basketball.
Yeah, that's how I got to know you. Yep. You're the stat guy. Keep the book.
I used to keep score, but then when they got that fancy scorebook, that was just put me on the scorebook now. Yeah.
So you keep your scorebooks in the past?
Yep, I got some.
When did you start, do you know?
1985 I started keeping up. That was just Cottonwood. Then 6 years later, Lunay Lake, you joined up. And that was quite a treat because I had friends from both towns, and nobody said it'd probably work out, but it's quite the school operation now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the facility. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I said that at the banquet too, when you got this turf field. I wish some of the greatest athletes, like the Norgards and all them, but Memphis and all my brothers and everybody else, that would have got to play on a turf field like this instead of an old baseball field.
Is that what you played in Woodlake?
Yeah, and by the time the end of the season come, the field was pretty beat up. Yeah.
Okay. What's some of your highlights that you've seen over the years? Woodlake.
I suppose that
did Woodlake basketball go to the state?
They were in the district. That was my greatest thrill. Was 1966. They knocked off the top three teams, and we had 6 of the 10 members that were that were still living 60 years later at the banquet 2 years ago.
Yep. Were you on that team?
I wasn't a basketball player.
Oh, you weren't a basketball player.
I was an eighth grader then. But
so, Woodlake, did they win the district title?
They won. Yeah, they knocked off Ballatin, Marshall, and Tracy. They were the fifth seed and knocked off the top three seeds. But back in them days, they had the number 5 seed. That was Woodlake. They ended up playing Tracy in the first round. They beat them. Then they beat Marshall for the second year in a row. And then they beat Ballatin. But a guy that was 6'10", and we beat them in the last second.
Oh,
the guy that went in, made the winning basket, he lives right out of town here. Yeah.
He's still around, huh?
Yep.
All right. Did you ever play like the Ellsworth or the... Who was the team that, the small school that beat a Diner or somebody.
No, we never got to play them. We played Hutchinson in the first round of the region.
Oh, okay.
They ended up taking third place in the state tournament. There was only eight teams in.
And what year was that?
1966.
66.
Yep.
I was 7 years old.
Yep. And then 1976 Cottonwood girls basketball tournament. I was still living in Wood Lake. They were one game from the state tournament.
Oh,
that was the first year of girls basketball state tournament.
Oh.
They got beat up by Redwood Falls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then I got to see all the tough loss when we in Wood Lake, Echowood Lake. They had that 1986. They were undefeated, but they ended up playing Mineota. Because Mineota was 11-man. They had to move up to 11-man. And they lost to them 9-6 over in Mineota. That was the start of the Mineota dynasty. They marched all the way to the state tournament. They won 10-12 since then. Yeah. Yeah.
So you started it then. You helped Mineota start. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that with Mike?
Or was Troy Garrett and Mike. Garrett, yep. Mike. And his kid was the quarterback. Yep. Yeah.
Name some outstanding athletes that you remember over the years.
Charlie Fisher and Jason Fisher.
Okay.
Matt Gabbard. And
just a few years ago, did Lakeview go to the state football tournament?
Yeah, that was 2016.
That's
10 years already.
10 years already.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 years next year already.
Oh, wow. You had a really good team there, didn't you?
We got into a different section. We didn't have to play Mineota. We ended up beating Redwood in the championship. And then we ran into that Caledonia down at the state tournament.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That wasn't easy. Yeah. They were the dynasty.
They're a powerhouse every year like Mineota is, aren't they?
Yep, yeah.
Any other thing come to mind that sticks out in your career?
I just went in that district in 66 and that 86 tough loss. And,
yeah.
And then winning, beating Redwood at the college 10 years ago in football, yeah. We've been kind of the doormat in football for many years.
Yeah.
But once in a while, you get a good team.
Yeah. Who else was inducted into the Lakeview Hall?
We had Jason Fisher, probably one of the greatest poor sport athletes. He graduated in 87 from Cottonwood. He played All-American baseball player at Southwest. Sadie Stelter, everybody knows her.
Everybody knows Sadie.
2,300 points. Played 5 years at the college. And then we had Matt Gabbard. He graduated in 1990. He played against Norgard and Corey Larson and them boys.
Oh, who was that? I'm sorry.
Matt Gabbard.
Okay.
Yeah, he played a little bit at Gustavus.
Okay.
And then them two, 66 team and the 76 team.
Yeah.
But I wish they would have got this started 30 years ago, but that's the way it goes. Yeah.
That's the way it goes. You've seen a lot of change in your career, haven't you?
The kids are still good, though. There's a bit. I've seen lots of kids and met a lot of kids, and they're pretty great. There's never been too many kids that thought they were bigger than the game.
And everybody knows Tom, right?
Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
Every time I walk with you or something, somebody's always saying hi to you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, and you've got a great job. I can't wait till 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to get to hear you're on your coach's show.
Yeah, Tom listens to the coach's show every Saturday.
I get the scores, and you talk to Tony Smith. I know they're having a rough year, but you can't win every year.
Yeah. Let's talk about the football season here for Lakeview.
We ran in that bus from Mineota, and then Tyler, we didn't play that well. But we got a chance here. Who knows?
Yeah.
21-8.
Yeah.
This would be a big game if we could get this one to be the second or third seed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations again, Tom, for being elected or inducted into the Lakeview Hall of Fame. A lot of schools.
I wish they would have started that. We'll get up in Dawson. We'd have Norgard, Corey, you have Carrie Thompson, the Norgard girls. Oh, they've got some great athletes up there,
How about the Madison High School Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Dwayne.
Yep.
Hasted.
Yep.
And
all the
Dwayne?
And all the Lees.
Yeah, the Lees and Dawson. Yeah.
Paul Ramel.
No.
Yep.
I didn't even make all conference, Dwayne.
Yep.
Anyway, well, Tom, thanks a lot. Just hang on here for a second. Tom Hins from Lakeview, longtime follower of Lakeview sports, well-deserved to be inducted into the Lakeview Hall of Fame. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, Paul. You're the best.
All right, thanks. Hang on here, Tom. And we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the start of the second half, the Dawson Boyd leading 21-8.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.